कृपया ध्यान दीजिए, द लैंग्वेज यूज ऑन द पॉडकास्ट मे नॉट बी फिट फॉर कंजम्पशन. वी वॉर्न यू, ट्रेड केयरफुली. बट लिसन यार, डोंट बी सो कंजर्वेटिव. All right, week 17 or 22, I don't even know, lost count. Staying here in Mumbai in the eye of the storm with no hope and with contradictory views left, right and center. Literally, double meaning in that. But for now, I've also got another problem. This new world that we've entered, what they call the new normal work-wise, is that everything is on Zoom and everything is this kind of chat rooms being set up, etc. The problem with that as a comedian is that when you deliver your joke or you try to be funny or even if you're just making a point, the feedback comes after 2 seconds. So I think if you've got Parkinson's, you'll be able to deal with this much better because you've got a much slower speed. And those of us who rattle off like me, like we've got cocaine in our system, we really struggle because I say something, ting, 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 and there's no response. And I think, okay, another joke bombed. And then suddenly somebody may laugh or say something back. Or you ask a question, how old are you? There's no reply and you're like making faces. And this keeps happening. So I'm dealing with this subculture of Zoom technology or chat room technology rather, because we have different apps. And I'm really struggling with it. For example, I find a lot of people just staring at themselves all the time while the conversation is going on, checking out their nose, playing with their hair, adjusting themselves. It's very distracting. When you actually do an interview in the podcast in the old days in car in our studio, you'll across the, like a tennis match, across the net, you look at each other, you chat, you chit, you know, you pick up the mannerisms, everything. Here, it's a whole new ballgame. I think we're going to start learning how to survive in this medium, which is a slightly different thing. It's like T20 versus test match cricket, as far as I'm concerned. Okay, I've ranted too much. We'll come back and talk about it with Antariksh Silvani and Amit Doshi in 3 seconds. 1, 2, 3. Hi, guys. Once again, wasted everybody's time with the opening. But, you know, people need to sit down, relax, scratch, all that. So give them that little buffer, period.
No, but it's interesting, right? I mean, like, so Zoom backgrounds, right? I mean, like, I don't know if you ever used one, right? But a Zoom background basically allows you to, it cheats, right? It makes it look like it's something else, right?
Yeah.
There is like a crazy cottage industry in that stuff going on right now, right?
People
are looking for all kinds of weird Zoom backgrounds.
There was one background that went super viral. It's a recording of a guy walking in on himself during a Zoom meeting.
I remember seeing that.
Oh, wow. Nice. You changed your face, Amit.
I didn't know you were in Star Trek, the alternate generation.
Yeah, no, it's weird, man. I mean, like, I was watching a cousin of mine when we had this family Zoom call. What are you doing? Are you making your own Zoom background now?
I'm a backward guy. So, I'm also competitive. You made your background, so I said I have to do something.
Okay.
Welcome to my world.
My cousin was actually using video, right? So he had this video that he had shot of like a New York City street or something like that. And he was using that as the background. I was like, that's pretty nice. It makes it look like you're sitting outdoors.
Yeah, so especially when you talk to the same person again and again, I think the background will be important because you start losing interest, familiarity, breeding contempt and all that. But coming back to comedians or people asking questions like authorities on subjects, so taking questions and answers, it's a huge problem because of the little bit of lag or you know, the time delay that happens. Because the flow, especially when your thoughts are flowing, you know, suddenly an abrupt stop happens because it's like blah, 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 blah. And then you... Where normally, if it was just a normal conversation shooting on camera with normal sound, it would be, you know, the pace would never get altered. So we're learning that whole pace thing.
I think another thing that happens a lot with internet is we have to be careful of this not talking over each other space, which in the studio, you know, I mean, like, that's part of the fun of the show. We do talk over each other, you know, but I mean, like, over here, when we talk over each other, it becomes a little more difficult to kind of parse what's said exactly. So I think that's also something that you're learning from this. Like, I actually, last week when we did the last episode, I remember I saw you put your finger up to tell us that I want to talk now. And that is not something that ever happened in the studio.
No, it never happened. No, but I've been watching all these other podcasts and I'm trying, since we get the critique all the time, I'm a good listener. You may not believe that you know, I don't let the others talk and all that. So I'm trying to purposely not talk. In the words of the great Premchand, Jaan Bujh Ke, I don't, you know, I sort of back off a little.
Also, because another thing...
You may not believe this, but from childhood, people have been telling me, will you shut up, let somebody else talk, you know, it's like that. So I accept that criticism. But I like the dynamics of our old room only because when we're talking over each other, the natural flow is, you know, exposed.
It is,
like,
yeah.
It's like Mark Anthony's speech by Brando. When he decided to change the whole style and say, he uses the friends, Romans, countrymen to quell the crowd, to stop them. You know, it's not like friends, Romans, countrymen. It's more like friends, Romans. You know, Bacho, Beto. It's more like that.
Right.
So it's the same thing that out here, half the time, you know, it's very difficult to, you know, to butt in without killing the audio. You won't know what's happening.
Another thing we have to take care of when thinking of Zoom recordings is we're not always sure if the recording will stick. Because it just, like, it just might not get processed at the end, because we had a recent problem with Zoom. One of our recordings just got lost and it was very...
I just got a letter from the Health Ministry in Maharashtra. They said, please pronounce it with the Marathi colloquial, which is Zoom. It's a speaking of Marathi colloquial, it's Kunal Vijaykar's birthday as we record just now.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow. Happy birthday, Kunal.
I don't know, you should celebrate 56. I mean, that's disgusting.
Why not?
It's a savage age. How dare you mention 56 in public? It's the world belongs to the young. That's what they tell us. Yeah, ab tak chapan. You're right. No part two, though. So that's the subculture of how we are doing this.
Yes.
So that's going to stay with me for the rest of my life. And Silvery, since you're a comedian, whenever you do, I've done two shows where I'm talking to people and you let it rip. And then you've got to wait patiently and not get thrown, because nobody's going to laugh immediately. If they laugh, it's always two counts.
Yeah.
So, like I said, if you've got Parkinson's, this is the place for you. If you're a semi-coma state, this is the place for you. But speaking of semi-coma state, we're still in a coma city-wise and state-wise.
31st May, that's what they're saying. That's what they're saying for now, right? I mean, like, who knows what... So, the net cases in Bombay are increasing, right? I mean, like, that which is... So, that is still a problem. I was talking to a bunch of people. Like, in our area, it's started to pick up a little bit, right? I mean, like, I'm hearing of more and more buildings getting locked and sealed.
More little Sophia, outside our area, but in our area.
No, it was a Sophia there, but then Legend building at Tinbatti.
Yeah.
They got sealed building.
Pedder Road has two buildings.
Soon Kamal next to Legend got sealed as well. Purnanand across from my building got sealed.
So here's my point. My point is this is going to continue. I was discussing this offline with a young man who had fainted by then. If we look at the Kejriwal example, which is the best, I think, of the lot, which is you just got to accept and roll with the punches. You got to start, accept there'll be a surge, accept this will happen, shut things down wherever there's extreme situations. Right. And otherwise trying to resume work as much as possible everywhere. I don't see any other way out.
I think you're going to start seeing that happen more and more right now, right? I think that...
Then I will say Jai Hind again. I haven't said it. I haven't said it for a month. I will say Jai Hind again.
But
except
I think
for the Uber driver while going to college. Sorry, go on.
No, but I think you're seeing that a little bit as well, right? Because Wow, you made me lose my complete train of thought, right?
While you just figure your thought out?
Yeah.
Rajiv Bajaj, who is now my greatest hero of all time, and whose feet I will clean with oil, if he likes that, or whatever he likes. Beautiful interview with Barkha Dutt, who we've not seen for a couple of years, but she's been doing the rounds of the entire country, by the way. Uh-huh. I don't know how, with a special pink slip or something. He has been very lucid and, I would say, erudite and wise in the way wise should be used in explaining how the government has sort of failed, how our attitude was that of panic, how we copied the West, how we had a very severe lockdown, which makes no sense, how the economic worm is overtaking the Bimari worm and that's going to be a problem, and how there was no plan for the exit from the beginning. Where were we going? What were we going to do? How were we going to? And, you know, and just the humane factors, like, you know, picking on, he lives in Pune, guys who go out at 5 in the morning and, you know, for a walk, 60-year-old men and making them utak betak. You know, this is all bullshit. You know, it's all rubbish. You've got to focus on the logistics of the issue and just stay with that. So he was fabulous. Please watch that video, Barkha Dutt and him. I'll send it to all of y'all and to all our listeners on the podcast as well. If they can just send me their names, their bank account numbers, if they've got the Aadhaar card, what is that damn government thing that you have to get onto now for everything?
Setu.
Setu!
The Aarogya Setu app, yes.
So if they have that, I can send them all the stuff as well. But Love this thinking.
But you know what, Sarish, here's the thing though, right? I mean, like, this severe lockdown, we had a super severe lockdown, as severe as anywhere else in the world.
Probably the worst.
But we still have 100,000 cases.
Correct.
Okay, what would have happened if we did not have that lockdown?
Would still be 100,000 cases, because the same people will die. If you look at it, a lot of people are recovering. You know, that amount of people, the proportion of people recovering vis-a-vis people dying is remaining the same. So my point is, we have to worry about those. And he says that brilliantly. Worry only about that group. That most of the cases will come from that group of elderly people,
of
sick people.
Elderly people will come
from very young people. And superbly stupid people, which we can allow.
No, but the point is that there are still a lot of people dying out this, right? We've had 3,000 plus deaths of COVID.
3,000 deaths in a almost 4 billion country.
But
compare that statistic mathematically to any other country that were taken. Take Germany, for example.
We have had, rather than exponential growth, we've had very linear growth in terms of how the speed of this growth has been, right? If the speed of the growth was exponential, right? And if we would have gone through some of the worst case scenarios, at that point, what if we had 5 million infections in 2 months?
Right.
If we had done nothing, Yeah. Or if we had like just done business as usual, we would have been at that kind of a stage. We would have been at that kind of state, right? If we had 5 million infections, we would not have even been able to test them. So we would have had no idea how many infections. What you would have wound up happening is you would have had hospitals overrun with like just people dying all over. It would have been insane.
Perhaps,
dude.
Perhaps, but this is a bit of hyperbole. We can't say for sure. We can't.
No, nobody knows for sure. But the worst case scenario is so bad.
Okay, let's not look back. I'm just saying from the point of view of we are taping this on May 19th. Kunalji's birthday, great right. day. India declares national holiday twice. And on such a moment, I'm just thinking, looking forward, what are we going to do? And I'm just thinking we have to roll with it and fight it and just get on with it. Because otherwise society will just clamp down. We'll spend 1 year in what, lockdown? It's not working.
I agree with
what,
you
100%. What you said is they did a decent job the first couple of months. But looking at Mumbai specifically, because the rest of India looks like they'll cope with it much better. We just need to get our head out of the sand right now, because I think we're just going to hide there and nothing's going to happen. The young Silvery. He had black hair when I saw him last. He's already in our age book.
Yeah. I'm wasting away my prime.
Yeah. How can you get you married? This Zoom marriage is all very well. But the girl has to approve you through a window in a chat room. I mean, come on. Unless you're Brad Pitt, I mean, it's not going to happen.
Yeah. No, I agree. We have to, things need to start opening. I'm like thrilled to death that now we have full e-commerce open, right? Yeah. Anything you want is now open, right? You can order from Amazon.
But does that mean every non-essential? Like I can order a brush.
There were a couple of things I was looking for which I was unable to order yesterday. Like the chair that I'm sitting on at home is like, you know, kind of dying at this point. So I wanted to get like an office chair.
Hey, Amit, don't blame the furniture for your extra meal during lockdown.
This chair has lasted me 14 years. So I mean, like, I'm not complaining about the chair, right? But it is time for a new chair because I don't sit that much, right? I'm sitting on this chair for like 8 hours a day nowadays.
Correct.
Whereas earlier I would sit on this chair for like maybe 10 minutes a day.
Yeah, right, but what an irony, you bring up chair at the 2 days after Udhavji got his chair, finally.
Yes, that is true.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. I'd like to make you segue with that, yeah.
Yeah, but other than chair, it looked like everything else seemed available to me, right?
So chair is not available because the stock is not there, is different. Chair is not allowed, is different.
It's a very large item, right? I mean, like, it's a physically large item. Huh. I think that's the problem more than anything else. Or maybe it's stock. I don't know.
So
I don't
one second, is it a logistical problem or is it a illegal issue?
I do not know. But see, the thing is, it's an Amazon Basics chair, right? The one that I was looking at buying. So that should be an Amazon stock in their own warehouse.
Is it a fold-up chair that you're asking for?
No, it's like a sitting chair. Like, you know,
so it's
like
already there.
Yeah, it's like a wheelchair. You know what I mean? Like,
you want a wheelchair? Wait 2 years. Wait 2 years, Amit.
Well, 2 years, really? You want me? On a
well, if they're going to keep us in lockdown, we'll all need wheelchairs. What are you going to do? Wheel yourself to the hall. Wheel yourself to the room. Yeah.
But other than that, everything else that I was looking at, we bought a couple of mics. I got a phone for somebody as well. So I mean, like, you know, it looks like other things hasn't arrived yet, but looks like you can order other things.
What about sex toys?
You know, they are essential items, are they not?
I thought so. And they have, many of them are 2-in-1 and 3-in-1 items, depending on your session. So, We'll leave it there, Amit. People are dying. 3,000 plus. Yes. We move on.
Yes.
Okay, so I think we all agree that we need to find some sort of way forward from here and not just sit down.
But the thing is that it has to be done logically and intelligently. And I agree with Rajiv Vijay. I saw some of the interview. I didn't see the entire thing. And I agree with him that, you know, there has been tremendous amounts of failures in terms of how we've tried to tackle this whole thing, right? Was some sort of a lockdown necessary? Absolutely. But at the same time, has it been implemented effectively? Has it been done well? Have you taken care of the things that are low-hanging fruit? I'm not talking about the complicated problems, right? But the simple things that should have been thought of have not been thought of, right?
Rajiv mentioned, I want to ask you your impression of this. Rajiv mentioned clearly that his Austrian partner, who hates his own Austrian government and has lots of problems with them on a normal basis, said that he has nothing more to ask the government for, his words, because they've been spectacular. They have helped with money for the employees. They have helped with all kinds of surcharges being dropped and taxations being curtailed or at least suspended initially to help business boom again.
Yes.
They have done everything, every single thing. His words were, I have nothing more to ask of the government. It's like if you are ranting about BJP and then we go and praise it. It's like that.
Right.
So, I mean, look at that and look at us. All right.
20 lakh crores.
Where is that going to go, man? I mean, it was in English. I understood every word, but where is it going to go? What's going to happen?
It's not 20 lakh crores.
That's the other thing.
It's all incentives and stuff like that, right?
Exactly.
It's also stuff that had previously been announced. And I mean, like, it's stuff like honestly, mining reforms. I mean, like, that's not a relief measure.
That's a social issue, yeah.
Yeah. You know, I mean, like, so it's...
So liquid cash, which they need, money and tangible products, which they need, which we need. Well, why should we stop at any economic level? That does it percolate? How will it percolate? Will it actually reach
people?
It's
almost impossible because they've criminalized lending, right? They've criminalized borrowing and lending,
correct.
Right? I mean, like the Vijay Mallya issue, the Nirav Modi or the Mehul Chokshi
issue. You can't take from C to pay A if you're B.
But I mean, like, they've criminalized lending, right? So because of that, banks, even though they have money, are not lending to people because, and people are not wanting to take that money because they're like, you bloody lend me money and you'll put me in jail if I have a business issue.
Correct.
So I will take money if and only if there is no risk involved in it, right?
Obviously, how can you take the money when you can't predict what October will be, for example, in terms of health? So I understand. So that's what the Austrian government, the German government, the New Zealand government, the Japanese government, the Taiwanese government, the Hong Kong government, which is half Chinese government, if you like, even the United States of bloody America, which is getting
They did direct cash transfers. I mean, like, my mom got a social security bump. My sister-in-law runs a dental practice. And so they were able to take an extremely low interest loan, which they don't have to start paying until April next year.
But that's what we should be doing. We've got to be very flexible about this issue because no one can predict for sure that the economy will really start moving, say, by September, December, or whatever.
So I think
you're spot on.
So I think the challenge is that the regulatory environment around banking is such that people are hesitant to borrow and banks are hesitant to lend because you criminalize lending also.
But
like
why
the bank guy will go to jail
Both the bank and the banky being nervous and ginger about everything? The bottom line is no faith in the government.
You're
worried that they'll pull the plug on you at any point, despite of what's happening. At the end of the day, like you said, if he cannot honor his commitment in October because of issues beyond industry, which is possibly very possible for any businessman worth his salt, the confidence is gone then.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, they said that we are letting the Reserve Bank of India, we're giving them a certain amount of liquidity which they can go and lend.
Correct.
Now, over the last 6 months, what we have seen is that all the banks are parking their bloody money with the Reserve Bank of India only. They're not lending money. They have money, they're not lending.
Yeah.
And now you're giving them more money to lend, which they will not lend.
Correct. So what they're saying is they're shouting out that we're doing things and we're putting money out there in the system. But the system has to go all the way to the top. Or rather to the bottom. You can't just start the process and then leave it there. You have to make everybody comfortable, assure business heads, banks and everybody else that there will be no problem in case a lockdown is extended, in case another epidemic happens, in case war is declared against one part of China, as people are threatening on the side, which we'll come to and talk about that as well. That's a more international issue. But Amit Doshi, as a proprietor, as a startup guy, as a small-time businessman who wants to be a big-time businessman, right now, where do you stand?
I'm what do you want me to say? I'm
Now you've got the podcast listening. Excellent.
Yeah, no, but I mean, like, I'm not the only one, right? I mean, like, I know that there are so many problems in so many of these areas, right? People are having to make layoffs all over the place. People are having to furlough people. Furlough means basically you're on vacation, permanent.
Yeah. Suspension
will not pay
sorts.
You.
Yeah.
Right? We're having people having to take pay cuts all over the place. You're seeing all kinds of layoffs. Zomato, I think, laid off significant number
and
of people.
And Zomato's working.
Yeah.
Think of the restaurant business, the gym business, the health clubs, small shops, small industries, production.
So, what was that? Easy Fit or something like that? I mean, like, they got into a controversy because apparently they laid off a bunch of people and they also gave 5 crore rupees to the PM CARES Fund. So they got into, and they somebody had a massive PR failure where what they did was in the same press release, they mentioned both things.
Wow.
They were laying people off.
This is what I'm saying. This is why I got irritated and Amber and I took off against all you guys the last couple of podcasts ago.
Yeah.
About the whole thing is that, you know, the clapping and the waste of money on the planes going up and down.
Yeah.
I just couldn't understand it. If a small-time business has, it's not small, it's a decent business, has 5 crores to give, it has to go to the employees. It's the whole Vijay Mallya thing.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, the human factor. The human factors we looked at first. How can they get 5? I don't understand that. Charity begins at home. Even if you read the Vedas or you read one of the holy books of the other religions, it's all the same. Charity begins here.
Yeah.
Mere ko chatti pehnao pehla.
Take care of your responsibilities first. I agree.
Yeah. Silvery, what do you think? As a young man, represent people who are, have another view if you want. That's
I
great.
Think...
That's good. That's good enough for me. You made your point for the opposition. No, but Silvery, listen to me. You're a young comic. You want to go out. They won't allow crowds to come and see you. Okay, you're the beginning of your career.
Yeah,
this is the last thing you need. You know, because you want to go forward.
Correct,
otherwise,
correct.
You're going to start feeling insecure, lose your confidence. How are you going to earn money? How are you going to push your name out? Because the internet is cluttered. Because there are millions of comics and everybody is a comic. So it's a little difficult to move there. You need the event space. You need
Absolutely.
All that.
So I'm just also, I have so many friends who are freelancers in the industry, in comedy industry, and none of them are getting any work because already it's not easy to get work. And during this time, these freelancers are...
So it's all a circle, right? Like Amit said, the banks have to start being robust and saying, take my money, push it down you. Then the businesses say, okay, give me the money. Hence, sponsors and all come into the market. Then all the other trade-offs, like our business and all, comes out after that. Yeah. So it all starts from there. The money, as he says, they're saying they're pushing money in, but there's no confidence with that money. So money is not going anywhere. It's just rolling around and around and going back to Reserve Bank of India. I demand the resignation of all the entire cabinet, but not in center or state. I'm just generally saying of the world. Yeah. So just these speeches that they make, they're lovely. I mean, Mr. Thakur and Ms. Nirmala Sitharaman, they seem like fairly respectable people and well-educated for sure and all that. Hmm. And so I feel like we are letting everybody else down because they are people in a sense. But at the end of the day, it's just a simple message that the Germans, the Austrians, the Europeans, the New Zealands, Australians, even the bloody USA, we criticize that guy all the time. And Amit's family is actually getting benefits from friggin' there and nothing from here, where he's actually employed. I mean, look at the irony there.
That's, well, I guess that's true.
So now you have to vote for USA in the next elections. There's nothing else we can do. Or Germany. I love Merkel. She's my favorite. Only she was a little prettier and younger. And my wife not here. All these things.
Elections going to happen this year? As per schedule?
They will happen. He's going to make sure it happens somehow or the other. Unless it really goes out of control, I don't see it not happening. What do you think, Amit?
I mean, the chances of... I can't see elections being pushed. I just can't see it.
I mean, you can vote... They'll use software and you can vote from home or something. Yeah. They'll figure it out.
No, they... there were court cases fought for Wisconsin, right? In this deep pandemic time where Wisconsin had a primary election, right?
Yeah.
And so there was a case file that we wanted
physical?
To... They had a physical primary. People had to go and vote. And there was a case filed in the Supreme Court saying that, hey, we don't want people to vote. We want them to vote online.
Correct.
Or we want to extend the amount of time people can vote at so that we can implement social distancing measures.
Yeah.
Right. So instead of having to go on one particular day to vote, we want to have voting open for 7 days. And then based on what your social security number is, you will be asked to come and vote on a particular day. You know, there were ideas like that. And no. Elections are elections. They must happen when they must happen. The problem is that...
That neither party also will want it to postpone it, I guess.
The moment you do that, then everything else should change. Because, I don't understand that. If it's okay for elections, for people to stand in line, touch each other's shoulders and
it's
go in and out... Then why waste time? Don't make people stand outside barbershops to 20 feet distance. Yeah. So there's no point to it.
No, but I think it's ridiculous that they did this in Wisconsin. Most people think it's ridiculous that they did this in Wisconsin, right? I mean, it's not like a decision that's looked at positively by almost anybody who I've spoken to. Because even if you're somebody who's right now doing all those protests saying that, open up small businesses, we're not going to lock down. Even if you're somebody doing all of that stuff, which is going on in the US right now, the idea that people have to be in a hall in hundreds in groups of hundreds is ludicrous because a lot of people are not going
to
go.
In a hall, stand outside, wait to get in. The congregation is all over the place.
So the indoor is the problem,
chat with people outside, inside.
No, but the indoor is the big problem, right? See, the thing is that the virus spreads maximally when you are in an indoor place with rotating ventilation within that space. That's when the virus spreads the most, right? More so than outdoor, more so than anything else.
I'm
like
glad
that.
You didn't use the word air conditioning or heat for them. Air conditioning, because I don't want air conditioning to get a bad name. I want to fight. That's my personal crusade.
So
people fight for countries and states and areas. I fight for air conditioning wherever I go.
Central air conditioning is a problem.
Don't say that.
Central. Central.
Like in cruises and hotels and all.
But sometimes central is all we got. We can't say no to central.
No, but our basic AC, right? Our the room ACs, the windows ACs, the wall ACs. Yeah. Those ACs are fine.
Fine.
The single units are fine. It's the one where you have the air circulating within
one large vent.
Multiple rooms.
Yeah.
You know, those...
One large pipe which goes all over,
So those are the ones which...
I used to have one of those, so the ladies tell me in the old days, but that's all right. Listen, should we take a quick break? You've been ranting away for a long time now.
Let's do that.
And we need to get to the formalities which have been prepared by our young and august champion, Silvery. All right, so we'll take a quick break. We're still in lockdown somewhere towards the end of May, but things aren't looking great yet. We're back from an excellent break. I totally stretched and, I pulled a hamstring just moving my left arm, because it tells you what lockdown does to you. Silvery, we have a format in Cock and Bull where we normally look at 5-6 points. Me and Amit have just gone on venting and ranting about different things from air conditions to, you know, Orange Top who runs America. So, do you have any formality stuff?
Yeah, I do. I have a couple of good stories, like good news stories. And I have a couple of corona-related stories also, but I think we should talk about them. First off, this is from South Africa, like street gangs in South Africa. So 75% drop in crime rates in South Africa has happened during this.
And that's a crime country, especially places like Johannesburg.
Yeah.
I've been.
Yeah.
Huh?
Like,
they don't let you out after six. The hotel guy tells you, please don't go. I said, but I'm brown skin. He said, no. You just look weak.
So what has happened in South Africa is street gangs have put aside their differences and have come together as a collective to start delivering food and essential goods to the poor on the streets.
So they're doing better work than some governments.
That's actually, that's a really heartwarming
local
story because not something you expect from these thugs.
So,
like
exactly.
Gangs.
So the app will be what? Streetthug.com. How do you go on?
But this is actually really dangerous, right? Because what you're doing now is you're providing them with a degree of legitimacy.
And you already, it's already done. If they've accepted.
So it's really dangerous when this kind of, because I mean, like you see similar kinds of things happen when ISIS, right? I mean, like in countries where ISIS is fighting wars, ISIS is also providing, like, you know, assistance and stuff.
They
like
warm
that.
Their way into civil society by saying we're helping the generous donations and food and this and that.
This is like an Italian mafia kind of move, right? Because even the mafia would do this. They would go and help out their subjects.
Now they can bring it up. They can even peddle drugs after some time, you know, with everything else.
Yeah.
They got into the formal,
goods.
The formal society of South Africa, not just fringes waiting in the alleys like me.
So I think that is, since you mentioned that, right, I think that's like one of the biggest things that I hear in, like, you know, the longer groups and stuff like that. Man, 2 months, everybody is out of their drugs. Their drug supplies are all over, man.
What about the poor drug pusher? Think about him.
Know,
he's got a family.
I know, man. Yeah.
He's starving.
Yeah.
He can't order anything. He can't even get a close in. His wife laughs at him. Close in. It's like that. Oh, life is so hard for so many people.
Yeah, I know, man. It's just crazy, man. I mean, like, I'm so annoyed all the time when I see that that I can't get this. Why can you? What is the harm in selling me a freaking headphone? I don't understand that, right?
You're singing to the choir.
I
do not understand it at all. I cannot accept it. Firstly, I'm still upset with the fascist attitude from the beginning. It should have been more friendly and informal and sweet and nice and helpful.
Yeah.
They don't understand this samaj ka seva. I've been screaming it. Samaj ka seva ka matlab kya hai? Understand it. Help, help. Make people happy. Stand there like a macho man with your uniform and say, Auntie ji, aapko kya chahiye? Uncle ji. Of course, I'll slap him because he calls me uncle, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Push people around and bully them. Why? Because we are junglies, as my wife says. We are junglies. Just be nice to a junglie once in a while. The junglies in South Africa are doing fine. They're helping all the other people, for example,
I think that, you know, it's beyond any kind of reasonable space, right? It needed to be done at one point, but we have to move beyond it. We have to get past it. This is.
And why can't you get headphones? I mean, why they try to do that? That's how you kill the economy.
Yeah.
We are all trying to be creative and innovative. Everybody's trying to buy things differently and whatever. In fact, just let us acquire. The more money that's put into the system, the more sense of urgency there is to get this economy back.
Yeah.
You're buying headphones. We're trying to sell a show. He's trying to, you know, do a stand-up comedy thing. Whatever, wherever you are, do your work and be encouraged to do your work. And don't around pointing fingers at people. And then what happens to us? Men, we get emasculated and we're cleaning floors. I'm not trying to be a gender bender here, but I'm saying that that's not your life. There's no point walking the dog 7 times a day to kill time. There's no point cleaning every little bit. Or my wife's screaming at me because I haven't folded that thing. Blanket. What the thing? Why do you have a cover on top of a bed?
I don't understand that, man. I've been having...
Why?
I've been extraordinarily lucky so far, right? I've had like full-time help throughout the entire pandemic.
Yeah.
But he decided 3 days ago that he wants to go back to his native place, right?
Yes.
And stay with
4,000 bucks for Jharkhand bus ticket.
Well, no, fortunately he was Maharashtra and I organized stuff for him so that he got home properly, right? We figured out a taxi for him, so he got there, all that happened, right? But I have to make my bed now, right? And I have to do all this stuff, and I'm just trying to understand what is the point of making my goddamn bed when I have to go back to sleep in it in a few hours.
That's what I tell her. There's no guest coming to look at your cover. Why are we putting the cover? Fold the cover. Eight folds. This is my life passing. But I should be going out there trying to entertain people, writing some nice script, begging a sponsor for money. I mean, what am I doing? I'm folding. I'm not even good at folding. I mean, why would you make me fold? My fingers aren't good.
I don't understand the basic reasoning behind it either, right? I mean, like, I just don't. I don't get the reason for making a bed. Like, I'm sure there must be something, but I don't get it.
Yeah, my wife says you have to be neat and basic hygiene and blah, blah, blah. I'm saying,
Cyrus, I'm a neat guy. I'm not a messy guy.
You're a neat guy. You're also absolutely alone. in your room. So I don't see, I can't understand it.
No, but I'm a generally neat person. I don't like to, like, you know, I might have like stacks of stuff, but those stacks are kept in like its own corner. But other than that, I don't like around me. I like to keep things clean.
I'm so proud. I've never been a sellout when it comes to this. I call it the Vijaykar Chinnappa complex. I'll explain it in a minute if you let me. Vijaykar and Chinnappa, if you ever roomed with them, as I unfortunately had to in my life, if you order food in the room, they hover around you to remove it because they can't bear the smell and they don't want the clutter. I have never sold out. I just leave it. Because once I'm back on the bed with my legs spread watching cricket match, I'm not interested in anything else. And it stays there for days. It's very embarrassing when you're in a foreign country. Like I was in Tokyo last year and the guy comes to clean the room and he knows this is at least been there from, you know, the morning before, because after that I went out to do the event, etc., etc. So it's like more than 24 hours of food has been lying there with the do not disturb. But anyway, those were great, glorious days. You could go to hotels, go to Japan, eat food. Now... you have to put a background of Japan to feel good. Sorry, next story.
Okay. I don't know if you guys heard this, but a little less than 2 weeks back, there was a failed coup attempt in Venezuela. Did you guys hear about this?
I did not, actually.
Okay, so there was a coup attempt planned, it seems, by the US and the main opposition to Maduro right now, who they say won the popular vote, but then Maduro still ended up getting into power. And so what the Americans have been trying is to basically get Maduro to step down or to
have him
step down.
They've been trying to influence Venezuela and South America in general for the last 50 years. But
Here,
I salute, if you just look at, don't look at the specifics, I salute the fact that this is happening. For me, it's business as usual in South America, which is beautiful. So I'm looking at it from the perspective of, that's good, they're getting on with it. Yeah, it's rubbish, their politics is as bad as ours, but having said that, at least they're getting on with it. My worry is that we are stuck in this coma and this time warp, and all these other countries, fringe countries, Venezuela and all these countries, are all going to punch above their weight and get back into life, and I'm just worried about us. We're looking last to, out of the, all the countries that, well, of consequence, without being rude, we're last at the moment in terms of economy. And I don't know why that's not the main thing now. While we're dealing with this, we have to look at the reality of the future.
Yeah. This is a very, basically, it was doomed to fail kind of operation where experts are saying that this is like a ridiculous operation which could never have worked because, so basically what happened was a group of 60 Venezuelan soldiers who had fled to Colombia because they were exiled or something. They were hired to do this job, basically overthrow this government, with 60 people and two Green Berets, that American soldiers, like retired American soldiers, landed in Venezuela and immediately they got arrested because the plan had already been leaked. How? The main guy who was planning this entire thing back in America was posting tweets and videos about, okay, oh, we're going to overthrow the government of Venezuela, this is how we're going to do it. Like a week in advance, throughout the entire week, he'd been doing all of this.
So, spoiler alert, next time you want to overthrow a government, make sure you don't hire that guy.
Okay. Exactly.
He's giving away the plans well in advance. But honestly, with 60-odd guys, they wanted to overtake a country. I mean, that...
Yeah, exactly. So, they thought that,
RSS, how many people are there?
Hey, you know what I found out? I just found this out. So, we do a weekly Zoom call. Full family, like, you know, 20, 25 people, something like that. Mm-hmm. I just found out I come from an RSS family.
Yes, everybody has some RSS guy, some in the background.
Three
some
of
uncle
my
aunt.
Uncles were like serious RSS figures during their childhood, right? I mean, like, not like, you know, long term, but they were like serious in the RSS and like, you know, they were like troop leaders and stuff like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Credit to the race. And do they have the shorts still?
Huh?
Do they have the khakis?
Oh, that's a question. I did not ask that question. I should have asked that question. But I was amazed to just hear it. When I heard that, I was like, wait, what?
It's possible that they trained with our prime minister, you know?
Unfortunately, the three uncles who did it were older. The younger ones who would have been in the same age bracket, they didn't do it. So basically, my dad was one of six brothers. So the three older ones did it. The three younger ones did not. And the three younger ones are all in the Modi age bracket.
So they would be friends? So if you want your earphones, you call one of them?
That would actually not be a bad idea. I should try that.
Yeah. That's how India works. Network, yaar. Network. Yeah. All right. Next story.
The lockdown in Delhi has been eased. I don't know. You guys know this?
Kejriwal is my hero in India.
Yeah,
he's my favorite statesman. We made so much fun of him because he's gone up and down and made a fool of himself also at times, as all of us have. But right now, I think he's been as sincere as a politician can be, which is 22% maximum by the law.
Yeah.
And he's really he's played the game correctly. As Amit said in the beginning, lockdown, we tried it, but we can't go on like this. I'm looking at the two worms, they're colliding, and people are just going to die of starvation. And what about depression, the mental issues that no one's talking about, of just being around like this. So he has done the right thing, and he's doing a process. He's doing it like a mathematical formula. Let me do this, 10%, 5%, 7%, 8%. Give me that much. Just give me that much, and I feel there's a dynamism involved in that much. And we go forward with a plan. Plan is everything. Plan can change here and there, but having a plan is important. That's why my marriage has lasted. I always planned the marriage and going forward, and she's still here. Okay, carry on.
So, what's the difference between Bombay and Delhi?
Not much, grain for grain.
No. In terms of lockdown relaxation-wise.
Oh, okay. So Delhi, they've opened up a lot more things. Like private offices can open full strength, but they should
taxis
try and
1% at a time. First, transport.
Taxis, two people plus the driver.
Twenty people in the bus. 20 people. So now, Amit Doshi can run his business. You see, because they can find the lower end, can find their way in. I hate to use this word lower end, but you know what I mean. Less privileged can find their way in. You need to do that because all the facets of society have to come together. Otherwise, we can't do anything, right?
Right.
But limited. He's trying to make sure that only say so 20-25% are working at a time. That odd even. Explain the odd even, Silvery.
Yeah. So, let me just complete the offices thing. They'll be open at full strength, but it's suggested that the staff, as much as possible, should work from home.
Right.
Then markets can open, but shops will open only on odd-even basis. So, the odd-even rule is back, but for shops this time.
Okay.
That's good. So, you've got shop A and shop B. Shop A is open. Next day, shop B is open, shop A is closed. Yeah. So, you have more space. I'm okay with this.
Yeah.
I think that works. Then religious gatherings are still not allowed and all those...
Stop there for a second. Very important point. We've had no religious gatherings or religious movements for almost 3 months, and India is fine from that point of view. I mean, we're not fine as in terms of happiness, but we're fine from the point of view that religion has not really messed up anything. So maybe it's a point to look at going forward.
Yeah. Buses can have 20 people in them. So, again, there are a few things like proper... They've thought a lot of it out, which is very cool to
see. You have to understand the local Hindi Punjabi. When you say bees, when you talk to a Delhiite, it'll always be a conversation. How many people are there? 20-25 will be. So it's all a little flexible. You manage. So 20 will become 25. Yeah. All good.
I think those make sense. See, the big ones are basically you got to keep the large gatherings shut down, right? Religious gatherings, movie theaters.
Schools, colleges, they shut down.
These things you still...
Little. Obviously, in priority, you can't put movie theater in front. I understand that.
Yeah.
But what he's doing is telling me as a Delhiite that, boss, let's get going. Let's start this world. Let's move on. And we will prioritize. You can't get your gym tomorrow. Fine. You can't get your mall tomorrow. Fine. But let's move forward. What am I getting in Mumbai? I'm not getting any idea. I'm just getting low off the order.
Yeah. Although construction activities have started right outside my window.
Same. Right outside my building. Right outside my window.
The next building has started, owned by the man who built Pawai. And and then you have 40 workers or 100 workers settled there from all over because they're always from outside the state. I mean, once you start that, why are you stopping me? I don't understand.
Yeah,
makes no sense.
So
and they're living on the premises, by the way. All these workers. That's the law.
So, but that's the rule, no? You're allowed to start construction if the workers
have
are living.
Have they tested all 74 of them before they came? I mean, come on.
Well, basically they call it in situ construction, right? Basically construction where the workers are working there. So the containment is there from that perspective, right?
The same workers at 3 o'clock when I walk the dog are wandering around and all. They're not really stuck there. They figure their life out. This is human factor involved in this.
Right.
Are they really in a wall like Beijing has built a wall and, you know, you're stuck there? No.
No, of course not. What do you think of Antriksh, since we were talking about movie theaters, the INOX and PVR objections to... what's that Ayushman Khurrana and Amitabh Bachchan movie that's coming out directly on Amazon now?
Basically, I know what you're talking about.
You'll kill their business. I'm with them. Yeah. You'll just kill their business. Yeah. Why do you have them then? Okay.
Why do you have what?
Once Amazon starts releasing the brand new films and all that, because that's one way to go forward, you're killing this guy's business. All right.
That is...
But
it's also inevitable in a way.
Because beyond the lockdown, this is now something that people will start doing. They're right. They can see what's happening. Now, you may argue that in any case, they'll disappear because it's the way the world is moving forward.
Yeah, exactly.
What's wrong with that? I feel bad because there's a lot of people working there.
So it's not just one PVR.
No, but I don't feel very bad about this because it's not like if I make a movie today, right? Yeah. And it's not like I have access to PVR or I have this, right? I mean, they are pissed because an Amitabh Bachchan movie is going on. They're not an open marketplace. They have no right to tell anybody to do anything. I think
they're more worried about the writing on the wall. The moment people realize that they can release and get a decent run and the finances make sense, et cetera, going forward, who needs them?
Did you hear about this movie?
For popcorn.
there's a movie called Trolls something, which was supposed to, an animated movie, was supposed to release in the wider world. It released on Apple Apple Movies, right, on Apple TV. $100 million gross. That's the amount they got from rentals.
When did this happen?
They're like in the last month or so.
In the lockdown?
In the last couple of months.
Yeah. It did better.
Let's release the podcast. On Amazon. Let's release the podcast on Amazon and see what we get.
Yeah. Well, this was Apple Apple TV.
Okay, Apple TV.
And this was $20 per rental.
We'll charge $2.
We can charge. Dude, I am happy to charge $1.
Damn you. Yeah. Have to bring it down.
And they say that the Troll sequel did better than the previous movie.
Yeah.
In its first 5 days, because just because it was available during this.
But I think that's an artifact of the fact that, you know, we're all starved for stuff right now, right? Why is The Last Dance going so nuts, right? Why are people so crazy about it? It's a really good documentary.
But the better ones are jumping out of the pile. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't deny that. Of course, there's more consumption, but the better ones will be consumed more.
Exactly. So popular ones. What's the Amazon show that came out like 2 days ago, which people have been raving about? Patal Lok.
Okay.
People have been raving about this thing, right? But again, it's kind of coming up from that, right? I think it's cream is rising to the top, if you will.
Okay, yeah. Guys, we need to go to the AMAs also.
I think we do. Yeah.
And as we go to the AMAs, I'll just talk to my lovely wife.
Follow me at Instagram and Twitter on Bored Brocha. I'm so bored, I need your help. I need your love. I need your touch. Okay, just follow me.
All right, back here. Back here means where are we going? Why am I getting excited also? Sound like an idiot. Back here, that's better.
Back here.
Back
we're
here.
Still here, guys.
Still here.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. Silvery, your English is better than mine. That's it. Still here. Not back here. Where did we go? Still here,
2 months later.
I'll even reverse that. Here, still, because you hardly moved. With the AMAs.
Yeah, I think we can just record We Are Still Here for the rest of the month right now only.
Kind of certain alarm quality to it. A little teen taal or some sort of effect can happen in the background. Yeah. Something like, still here. It works with the Indian classical. Right, okay. AMA, something cheerful, okay. Top fives, anything?
First question comes in from Mohnish Nair. He says, hey Cyrus, FYI, your Tangri Kebab video on Instagram actually made me order Tangri Kebab from Grubhub. So thanks for that.
Cannibal. I was showing my legs. Okay, because they're criticizing my legs. So I just showed my legs properly, or sort of, because I had to shoot it myself. And if a guy equates that with eating chicken legs, which A, is insulting me, of course, but B, cannibalism in a sense. I see man's legs, I want to eat chicken.
Yeah.
I really think, just a quick one here about, please order food from out. That's another thing. I have people tell me, how can you order the food from out? You'll die. This is no connection. Or monsoons are coming, you'll die because of the rain. There's no connection. Let's just, you know, don't get into this madness.
I've started ordering food from out myself too. One, I'm tired of eating home food. Second, I mentioned earlier,
Your guy's gone.
So now I'm not going to ask my mom to cook for me. My abilities are limited. I can make a sandwich.
You can't fold the bed cover like me, right?
Yeah. I've decided I'm going to start ordering
And again, it's helping the economy become robust again.
It is.
Push the businesses out. Push, spend money, earn money, move on.
No, and, to be a little, policy driven in that sense as well, right? I mean, the one area which got no relief in this, all this stuff, not that anybody's got a massive relief, but the hospitality industry has gotten no relief.
Yeah, 1 second. I'm just getting fired with the dog collar, which I didn't take out on a different podcast in a different zone. Back to our podcast. Yeah. But guys, again, the pleasures have gone, right? So one thing is there is food. And now more, since there's a little more accessibility to all these things, that's the one thing I think of from the morning. They don't allow me because I live in a joint family. But Amit, if I was you, I would treat myself every day, depending on what my budget is, I would treat myself every day to something. It's the one thing to look forward to.
I think one of the problems is that, so I have been ordering, it's not that I haven't, but of the last few times when I have ordered, the quality is not as good as it normally
is. You think?
I've had some issues, like Subway is out of lettuce and cucumber all the time. So that kind of kills the Subway, right? You know, without lettuce.
And you can't say anything to them because the market may not hear you.
Exactly. What can you say, right? When I ordered from that roll place, there's a place called The Roll Company. Right. I really loved it. It's really good, but it's not the same, right? I mean, it used to be awesome, that soft rumali with like this.
So would you blame this also on the government? The fact that your orders are not great?
No, I blame it on the fact that, you know, I mean, like, these guys don't have their supply chain set up right now. Their supply chains are disrupted and they're trying to do what they can in the ability that they have. So I don't blame them for it either, right? But I mean, like, it is still not, I'm going to continue doing it because also, I mean, like, I don't want restaurants to go away. So I mean, like, you know, the more restaurants that you can support, the better off it is.
Oh, don't want to get into that sad topic. We'll save it for another day. But that's really scary, especially with those with pockets which aren't that long and large.
Even big restaurants don't have
deep pockets. You got what, 3 pals with restaurants?
Many. I mean, like, so many pals with restaurants. See, the restaurant business is a low-margin business, right? I mean, like, it seems very glamorous and all that. Unless your restaurant is, like, one of the most super successful restaurants ever, your restaurants are very... They
you
work
can't
on 15%
take a
3-month margins.
3-month hit is just unbelievable.
Dude, they work on 15% margins. And, I mean, like, payroll is 35% of their cost. Rent is 35% of their cost. How can you survive on a 15% margin when your two costs are this high?
Plus free food for the entrepreneur who now can't order his own food because of, well, he couldn't, now he can.
Yeah.
It's a little better. Yeah. Sorry, Silvery, moving on.
Continuing, he says, my question is, what are your thoughts on local ke liye vocal or voiced by our PM Modi? This is sent in by Monish Nair.
I don't understand what it means, really.
It's blah, 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 blah.
Yeah,
it's just,
you know.
Yeah, it's just...
So he's got a good script writer because, you know, he can work for us as well, the same script writer, and give us nice little, you know, captions to put in the show or top of the show, introducing a segment. But what is the point of all this? You know, this bluster is all great when you want to just, you know, Winston Churchill did it with the morale boosting thing and all that. But in the day, they went and fought the Germans and, you know, turned the war around. Here, my worry is that we're just getting buried in all this generic conversation. Local must turn around their own localities, Atma, whatever it's called, self-reliance and help. But we know all that. I don't understand the point.
I disagree with all of that. I mean, like, you know, the reason why the world has gotten as prosperous as it's gotten in the last 50 years is because of global trade. Anybody who denies that is a right? No, I'm sorry. I'm serious. It is global trade is what has made the world prosperous.
That part was fine. The last part I was worried about.
Well, no, I mean, like, dude, you can't deny that global trade has made the world prosperous. So global trade.
Listen, we've been talking about globalization ourselves ever since Narasimha Rao came in. So it's not like we've been against it. Yeah,
we're deeply globalized economy at this point in time. To say that buy local and manufacture only local and do all of this, it's foolish.
I'm wondering whether he's saying that for the small time businessman who's getting ragged the most, you know. And not able to get his goods across the line.
But I mean, like, where is the small-time businessman's goods coming from? It's coming from all over the world, right? We talk about, like, buy local, so we should go to Flipkart instead of Amazon. Flipkart's owned by Walmart. Amazon's owned by this. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Like, these tomorrow, Flipkart will be wholly owned by Walmart.
We don't know. And Amazon probably employs as many people in India as any other large
company.
Maybe more. So now we're saying that just because the company is incorporated somewhere else or its headquarters is somewhere else, we should
pointless.
Not do that.
It's a pointless point.
It's a ludicrous. It's just ludicrous. I mean, like, you know, I just find the entire...
And we're confusing people with this jingoism again, you know, sort of regionalism, whatever you want to call it, which is just unnecessary. This is not about that. This is about how to specifically deal with the virus and specifically move the economy forward. Not about the generalization of that we'll just live in our own bubble and create our own world and manufacture our own things and serve it to our own people.
So I love the fact that they're looking at this as an opportunity to create additional manufacturing capacity in the country. Looking at this. Now, I mean, like, I hate the fact that they decided let's do it with labor laws, like, wholeheartedly without any kind of thought of, like, let's legislate labor laws instead of, like, let's just get rid of them. But I do like the fact that they're looking at this as a way to increase manufacturing within India, but you're increasing manufacturing within India to supply into a global supply chain. So how is that compatible with this idea of think local?
The only country which is living on its own is North Korea, and quietly through China they're surviving. You're right. You can't clap without the second hand now, and it's all gone. By the way, you could never clap without the second hand, Silvery. In case you want to just Google that, you need both. Or you can, is it? Amit is just showing the fingers. We Indians, what minds, what creativity. I was hoping you say slap the butt cheek, but you went for face. Okay, fair enough.
That works too.
Yeah.
Okay, this one is sent in by Vipul Deshmukh. He says, hi, Sai and team. I have been religiously listening to your show for the last 3 years. Hope you all are doing well. Thank you, Vipul.
Thank you, Vipul.
Thank you.
Cyrus, what are your thoughts on cricket matches or any other sport matches played inside without any crowd?
Yeah, so very quickly, first and foremost, this is what, again, not to criticize India, but I have to. England is already, the June 1st is the lockdown, is extended to June 1st. But post that, they've already said that they will try their best to start cricket in July. They will try and start football. Bundesliga has already started this week, which gave us some, you know, pause for happiness. But that's we have to learn from these guys, yeah. And indoor stadium, whatever. Figure it out, go forward. For now, if that's the way it is, that's the way it is. I think we'll live with it. Because let's face it, it's only tokenism at the stadium in terms of finance and what it contributes. It's a, I think the NBA, Amit, correct me if I'm wrong, because you played in the NBA, you were in that Chicago Bulls side.
Well,
they
actually,
are redesigning the stadium?
So that's what the plan is. The plan is, for anybody who saw the Last Dance documentary, in the sixth and seventh episodes, they show what, so where Michael Jordan was practicing while he came back after his first retirement was a kind of like, they made this like space bubble in the Space Jam movies parking lot where he was where they created the court, right? So they're going to create similar kinds of facilities is the thought. But it is going to have a so lack of attendance does have a major impact though, right? The way a lot of these sports are set up in the US, right, NBA, NFL, etc., is that the salary caps which each team has for paying players is a derivative of income that is generated for the business, right, for the sport itself.
Mm-hmm.
And attendance is 40% of the revenue.
Is it?
Yeah. In the NBA, attendance is 40% of the revenue. So if you lose that revenue, that's going to have an impact going forward in terms of like, you know, what are the salaries and how are the contracts?
But you can increase pay-per-view. There must be ways to do that. And
well, you can increase pay-per-view a little bit, but I don't know how much. Because also right now, advertising is also down. So how many brands are really advertising? So what kind of brand kind of this are you going to get?
Fair enough. But I'm saying I'm not a triple MBA.
You got to start.
I'm just a single MBA. Yeah, you got to start and you got to figure out a process and there will be a compromise. There will be a little bit of a hit, but it's better than just saying, no, we'll wait till 2021.
No, so the reason why the NBA, from what I gathered, is reluctant, right, is because what happens if somebody who is playing in the league, what happens if somebody tests positive? Let's say you start up again, right? You do like, you know, you get everybody 2-3 regular season games and you start the playoffs. What happens if somebody tests positive at that point in time? What is the solution?
You do a layoff immediately.
No, but do you shut it down again?
Yeah, I mean, a good question. No, but you have to be prepared for that happening and then you have your plan B.
That is the thing. And now the only way to manage that is to test everybody multiple times a day.
And the NBA players cannot have sex while on tour.
No families or anything, right? It's just going to be themselves. So I don't
know. They'll have to have the same social life Amit, you, me and Silvery have.
That is correct, which is not that high.
But you can't contract anything except a fist. Yeah. So coming back to the question, my point is, as far as cricket, footy go, or even tennis, if America, US Open happens, there's likely it will. If you want to limit the spectators or you want to not have spectators, I still think the show should go on because that's just the sense that the world is repairing itself. Rather than, no, we need the whole deal. The whole deal is not going to happen. We understand that. The whole deal will happen when it happens. Till then, let's do 20%, let's do 40%. It's like when you're getting a pay cut and there's no other option, you'll take the 50% rather than, you know, nothing. That's the way it is. So I don't see this as a question anymore. It has to. I'm crying about live sport. I can't take it anymore. I cried when the Bundesliga match happened and my son was watching. I couldn't identify either of the teams, couldn't pronounce any player's name. But I celebrated for no reason. You know, I just jumped up and down. Even when the referee was waving his hand, I was like, wow, so happy.
I like it. I think they need to bring this stuff back.
Correct.
And let's get something going, right? I mean, like, you know, whatever form it takes.
And who knows, maybe a vaccine will come in October, November, or antidote or whatever.
Good
and
news on the vaccine today, right?
Yeah.
I mean, like, there was a positive test that came out for the vaccine from a company which Azim Premji is invested in.
I want him to sponsor our program. I've been trying to get in touch with Azim. If you're listening, please, we need your money and your vaccine. Vaccine first, then your money.
Then your money, yeah.
No, but, actually, you know what? I'll take the money first, then save the world.
But no, it was... There was really good news on that vaccine front today. So that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, good news about the vaccine from Bangladesh. They're saying that they have gotten a for sure cure. But again, Bangladesh. So.
Don't be racist. Don't be nationalist. Whatever the word is. Don't be. You what never know, huh? You never know. There are great minds in every country. Third world, fourth world, sixth world. There are all kinds of people in every country. You never know.
We don't.
Bangladesh goes into first world economy if they get the vaccine. Overnight. Sensation.
Yeah. Well,
India and Pakistan
true.
Will be devoured. And suddenly, Bangladesh was Sheikh Khalida. Who's the leader now? I forgot. Hasina or Khalida?
Sheikh Hasina
will be the most famous person in the world. Can you believe it? Above Trump. Trump will have to bow his head to Sheikh Hasina. Now, this is something
is
to
true.
Get a little Hasina about. Yeah. What else have you got?
You got your top five, Antrish?
Yeah, got it. Sent in by Sumit Mishra. He has an interesting question also, but I'll read that next week. Let's see if we can just address the...
Let's do the question fast. Now, come on, just say the question.
Okay, cool. Sumit Mishra, he goes, hi Silas, Amit and Antriksh. Silas has been one of my favorite podcasts since I started listening to podcasts.
See, good video the question.
Before I put forth my question, I would like to narrate a hilarious incident which could have turned tragic, but thankfully didn't. This is the incident. He says, I was returning home from my office on my Honda Activa while listening to an episode of Cyrus Says. It had rained for a few hours and the roads were still wet, but there wasn't too much traffic. Suddenly, a Mahindra Bolero in front of me braked as a cow was crossing the road. I was just behind it and I too braked, but my scooter skidded and I fell down. I got up and looked behind. A guy in a Royal Enfield had fallen down behind me and a couple of girls on a scooty had fallen a few meters behind the Enfield. As I stood there, I saw a mob rushing towards the girls to pick them up, while only a fruit seller nearby came to pick up the Enfield guy, who in fact needed much more help. No one came to help me, by the way. I picked up...
sorry. I just picked up
my Activa and just drove away. All this while, Cyrus was laughing in my ears.
Oh my god. I just laughed again. I'm so insensitive. But a sec, we always see ladies first, yeah? So they did the right thing in that sense. Maybe they couldn't predict that the Enfield guy was the worst of the situation. I've been in this domino effect sort of accident a couple of times, not once. And it's quite painful because you have no idea who's the worst. Five cars pile up and accidentally one is really badly hurt. It takes a long time to figure that out. Because everybody's more worried about their car. And then the injury to the person comes out after some time. Like years later in some cases. But what are the five?
Okay. Coming to my question part. As you guys have
first
been...
First there's a story, then there's a question, then there's question. A topic. Yeah. It's a long email. Thanks,
because Sumit. Because, when we have nothing to talk about, because his one question would be half the telecast or podcast. Rather. Yeah.
So the question is the rating only. The ratings are the question.
Okay.
Because as you guys have been rating all types of shows and books and movies, I would like to know how you would rank the following political TV shows. Number one, West Wing. Number two, Yes Minister / Prime Minister.
Mm-hmm.
Also, G Mantri Ji. G
the Hindi version, Mantri, yeah. Farooq Sheikh. Huh? Correct. Then.
Number three, House of Cards. Number four, Scandal. Number five, Veep.
That's six, actually. Yeah.
Okay. So West Wing first.
Minister first for me. The writing is unbelievable.
Which one?
Yes Minister, Yes Prime Minister.
Really?
Anthony
Yes
J.
Minister third for me.
Oh, first by far. Jonathan Lynn, Anthony J, Oxford Boys. Fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. That from that school of great British comedians in the 60s, 70s and 80s, that all came from these elite schools. Fabulous. I think, and unfortunately, the Indian version didn't work. It just, I don't know why, the translation wasn't good enough. Because actually the ethos is the same. We have their bureaucracy. It's the same thing where the answers are, you know, everything is just layered in red tape. That's the whole concept of the whole thing. But it didn't work. Jayant Kriplani and Farooq Sheikh, I saw that as well. So I'll just give my rating there. Yes, Prime Minister first. West Wing second. House of Cards third for me. Veep fourth, because it's a parody, but I really like it. It's really funny. And what's the fifth?
Scandal.
Scandal.
Yeah, I don't like Scandal. I saw only one or two episodes.
Yeah,
My mom loves it.
I'm not a Scandal fan. I saw the first season. It was only seven episodes, and I didn't really feel like getting into the second one.
I like Shame better than Scandal anyway, traditionally as a person. But what about you, Silvery?
I've only seen Veep from them. So
what a... He hasn't watched anything. Yeah. How does this guy do this?
Although we've already talked about it since we all love it, but Parks and Rec would qualify as a political show also, right?
Sort of.
Bureaucratic show.
Really
the
stretch the definition.
Of a political show. Yeah. Okay, fine.
Yeah, I would say for me, West Wing number one, Veep number two, Yes Minister number three. What was it? Scandal and House of Cards, both number four. I mean, like, they're fine, but so here's the thing, right? I'm not a big fan of, like, you know, the deep cynicism when it comes to politics, right? You know, where, like, you know, everybody's screwing everybody and, like, you know, actual murders are being committed by politicians and stuff like that. That degree of, like, deep cynicism really kind of, I'm not a fan of. And both Scandal and House of Cards play in that territory.
Yeah, but coming back to Yes Minister, I just think Paul Eddington and Nigel Hawthorne and the characters they played, they were always still likable, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, Nigel Hawthorne's character is basically bad. I mean, everything he does is like just to, you know, make the bureaucracy survive. There's no interest in humanity.
It's funny. It's not malevolent.
It's never malicious and mean-spirited to the sense where the Kevin Spacey character becomes, for example,
and
turned out in life to be worse. Yeah.
But even a bunch of characters on Scandal are the same kind of way, right? I mean, like, it's just like the nastiest aspects of human. What about Game of Thrones? Is that a political show?
Yeah, but it's a dated political show because it's more about monarchy and all that. So
right. But I mean, like, isn't monarchy politics in some way?
It is. But now he's given us his choice. We have to understand that Sumit Mishra fell off a scooter. And after that, he's not been the same. And this is the choice he's given us. You have to show respect.
Fair enough. So West Wing number one.
Yeah. Okay. Yes Minister number one. And since you've only seen Veep, Take a tilt. Yeah. Take a tilt.
I'll watch the best thing.
What about Veep? Veep is fantastic. Second,
Veep
the
is fantastic.
Third or fourth season onwards, I think it's really, really good.
Yeah,
and she's at her brilliant best. Yeah. And I just love it. At the end, the sensitivity has just gone out of the window. It just doesn't exist.
It's incredible. I mean, like, it's just incredible writing.
Superb writing. I wish they could write for us.
One of my favorite jokes from Veep is Jonah Ryan. Do you guys know the character of Jonah Ryan?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So he is, you know, it is in the last season of the series. And he is having a meeting basically with these people who want to invest in his campaign. So they are asking him, so what are your ideas? What do you think? So he's like, I have these radical ideas that I think could really benefit the country. So they're like, yeah, we are all yours. Please tell us. And he goes, I believe that in 5 years, America can put a man on Ellen DeGeneres, and then he bursts out laughing. They're like, oh, yeah, that's a joke. And he goes on to say that.
Which reminds me, the man on the moon theory and the fight to expose the myths. We have to do that as well, Amit, at some point. Huh?
Yes, we do. We got to make that. We got to do that. Let's plan that next week for sure.
Yeah, so when you don't have a guest lined up, let's have that episode just on three myths.
Let's do that next week for sure.
Anyway, from all of us to anybody listening, keep up nothing. Life is till 31st. Let's see what happens after that. In the meantime, if you're feeling bad, look at all the countries who are having fun during lockdown, fighting their way out of it, saying, no problem, we'll manage. I give you Australia, New Zealand, Taiwan, Japan, Iceland, Finland, even the United States of America. Where does Bharat stand? My friend Bharat stands right there. Two buildings away here. All right, guys. See you soon.
Okay, catch us on any of the podcasting apps, please. We beg you, we need you. Send us your questions on Twitter on Cyrus Says In. Or you can email us, even if you're not female, on whatcyrussays@gmail.com.